what is called salvation. If it is a salvation, then it is the work of God. If it is the work of God, it is received only by faith, and then he's magnified. Psalm 70, since it's so brief, let's just look at it from verse 1. O God, hasten to deliver me. Now here is a believer in sin. And another thing with those who say you can lose your salvation, they're really in a true application of 1 John 1:7. They're in a denial about sin. People, we can sit here and talk about the sin of anger or gossip or slander or bitterness or arrogance, self-righteousness. Those are sins, but they're not to be compared with sins of the body, like adultery and fornication and murder and these things. They're always oriented, by the way, with are obsessed with the sins of the body, and we looked at that. No, people. Don't be in denial. Sin is sin. Sin breaks fellowship with God. Period. It may not be a biggie to you, but if it's sin, it breaks fellowship. God isn't sitting there and saying, well, we'll break a little fellowship or a whole bunch. No, it's broken. And if you really want to go into a battle on the degrees of sins, then we go to Proverbs and look at the seven worst sins, the seven sins that God hates. Only one is overt, and that's murder. Six are in your soul. So you lose again. So we have to orient ourselves and stop denying that we all sin, and therefore we all have a broken fellowship, and we're all in need of this delivery. That's what Paul says, oh, wretched man that I am. And here's a Pharisee who just, that's Pharisee, who was just as moral, if you want to talk about that, but he realized how wicked he was in his soul. Wretched man that I am. So verse 1, oh God, Psalm 70, oh God, hasten to deliver me. Oh Lord, hasten to my help. And if we just realize, when we sin and we're in darkness, he's got to deliver us. We can't do it by confession or by repentance or by feeling sorry or by promising we'll never do it again or...